NADXT. Wait, SPF. SPF Invention. The right one. NADXT keeping us severe. NADXT keeping us severe. KAPR. KAPR, this is N6WY, November 6, Whiskey Yankee.
Oh, hello, David. It's Phil down in the Hamvention.
Wow, you're the first guy I talked to in the Hamvention. How are things going down there? Looks like we had good weather up here, except for a little bit of rain yesterday. Have you any storms down there?
Well, I don't know if I'd call them storms. We did have rain yesterday for a couple hours, light rain. There was a storm I didn't think went through overnight, but it's a beautiful day today. So a little overcast. It's going to go up to 80-something. Looks like everybody cleared out. It's unbelievable.
Well, I used to like going there on a Sunday morning because of the crowd's not so bad. And sometimes you can get some real bargains. But I think the last one I went to, it was a few years ago, there at Xenia, and some of the big vendors were pulling out early, and they weren't around on Sunday.
I don't know. Inside, I think everybody's still there. I haven't been since. Remember, I'm looking at one of the halls right now, and it looks pretty full. I don't know, maybe.
How's your 890 working out?
Sorry, I was talking to somebody. What was that?
Your Anycone 890. You got it working fine now? I'm still having problems with mine.
Yeah, mine works fine. Like I said, I found some other firmware online that was had the NXDN option that that they're still not releasing yet. And that works great. I know you talked before about the issues you were having. I don't seem to be having any issues.
Well, the dealer took this one back and calibrated for me, and I got working with the hotspot. It worked fine initially. The BER, and the offset is exactly the same as my Hytera, which kind of surprised me. That's right to the, 20, nearest 25 hertz. And initially it works fine. But I sit on the table, come back 3 minutes, be on and everything. And click it on, repeater not found, meaning the hotspot. And I have to click it a few times. And sometimes it catches for 1 second, according to Brandmeister. I make connection to the hotspot, then go back into receive mode, even though I got my finger firmly on the push to talk. And every time I turn it on, the first time I turn it on, it will not find the hotspot. I have to do it a few times. And once it finds it and I talk, it's okay. Don't have more than a 5-minute break between transmissions. It works. But if I leave it alone, I don't even have to turn it off. Just let it sit there and receive. It will not find the hotspot.
Yeah, there we go. I don't know why that would happen. What kind of hotspot do you have?
Well, I got some CQ radios, the guy who sold me the radio, and he also picked my hotspot when he recalibrated this Anycone and checked it out. And he said there was a bad board on it. So essentially it's a new hotspot also. And he checked them both together. But, I don't think he got the first impression I did. Hey, it's working. But he didn't leave it on for 30 minutes and come back to it later and try again. But my Hytera and my other Anycone works fine with that very same hotspot. No problem. So it's just this radio. It's unique. The problem is unique to this radio.
Okay. Well, that sounds like an issue. I did put mine on my service monitor, and it was a little off frequency. I went into the service mode and adjusted it a little, so it's like pretty much dead nuts on. And I did have to adjust my hotspot to be about, I can't remember what the setting was. I think it was like 350 minus for it to work to get the lowest BR. I'm guessing right at this time, but it's somewhere in that range.
Well, mine's at the minus 150, and like I said, when it's working, it's the BER is around 0.3%, and it's the same for my high carrier with the same offset frequency, which is good. And I find that amazing, two handy talkies requiring the same offset and getting the same BER performance. But like I said, if I leave it alone for a while, come back to it, or turn off the radio and turn it back on. Turn off the 890 and turn it back on. Can't find the hotspot. I have to click the push to talk a few times, and then it will find it, and it works fine. So I don't know what's going on there.
All right, so, well, I don't know. I'm sure we'll figure it out, whatever. So talk to you later. I got some people moved at my table here, so. 10 times. KBR 73.
Didn't realize you had a table there. This is N6WY.
KBR.
Have you had a festival of your strings?
Good morning, Jeff. I think that's Jeff. KEFJW. T-Mobile. And a GMP on statewide one.
K-A-B-I-Y.
Well, I hope you're having a fine Sunday, sir. Name here is Glenn. I'm in Woodhaven.
Hey, good afternoon, Glenn. Name here is Gordon, just north of Baldwin, heading further north, heading home. Spent the last week camping, but it's back to the grindstone Monday, so gotta make the trek home. But the weather anyway is turning back to gloomy, so it's a good day to go home. End on a high note. Yesterday was beautiful. How's your Sunday going?
I like the Baldwin deal there. I'm originally from Wago County, Michigan. I was born and raised in a little town called Grant. I'm sure you know where that's at. And now I'm way over here on the southeast side, just south of Detroit a little bit. Sunny's good. Couldn't ask for a nicer day, I don't think. You know, maybe more sun. Weather's tolerable compared to what we've been having, but that's about it. Yeah, I need to get over there and do some camping. I like going up by Manistee in those areas, and Muskegon River is another favorite of mine. Go ahead.
Hear you on the Muskegon. The Muskegon and the Manistee Rivers, two beautiful venues here in the Northwest. I was camping in Newaygo County over in Whiteley at Walk-Up Lake. I was there for the past week. Beautiful, tiny little Forest Service campground. So quiet out there. I really enjoy it. And looking forward to hopefully getting back out into the forest again for Memorial Day in a couple of weeks.
I spent many a summer night on Walk-Up Lake and across the street, I think it's Black Lake. Am I correct?
Yeah, I don't think I've checked out Black Lake. I know nearby there as well, but I've never actually stayed at that Nichols Lake campground. It's always seems like a madhouse there, so I was happy that Walk-Up Lake is a lot more subdued. But I really like, camping along M-37 in Newaygo and Lake County. so many options for rustic camping. I enjoy it. Glad to hear that the weather in southeast Michigan is doing well. I went to school in that area and lived down there for about 6 years. I went to Oakland University and enjoyed it. But now that I've moved back home and 30 years have gone by, I don't miss the city anymore like I used to.
Lake. I was, I'm going back a long time here. Yeah, I'm looking forward to spending a lot more time there in a few years. Retirement's coming up, and I'm going to come back home as well. Hey, it was nice talking to you. Glad to run into somebody over there. You have a good rest of the Sunday, and I'm going to say 73s. K-D-I-Y and G-M-P.
Hey, Glenn. Yeah, good chatting with you this afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday as well. And, yeah, hopefully you make it back over here before you retire, and even if it's just for a weekend, it's worth it. I'll catch on down the log. K-A-P-I-Y, I'll be clear and monitoring.
N-A-W-R-O-K-E-8-L-A-X. N-A-W-R-O-K-E-8-L-A-X. Nothing heard. K-E-8-L-A-X, clear.
K-E-8-L-A-X. K-E-8-L-A-X. N-A-W-R-O.
N-A-W-R-O-K-E-8-L-A-X. Hey, Tim, do you have a free moment for me to TX?
Yes, sir. Certainly. Go ahead. N-A-W-R-O, be clear.
K-E-8-L-A-X, clear. K-C-8-M-X-G. This thing on Rod's box.